could you comment on the reception tonight?
Well, obviously it was unbelievable. Like I said before, I didn't really know what to expect, but these fans showed again that, you know, how much they appreciate hockey player in this town, and it was something that I could never imagine, that it's so special than it was tonight, and even the tough loss, but you know, I really excited every second. So,
where does this rank for you in terms of memories of games?
Well, I think that's, yeah, this one and the Helsinki one was obviously starting the season this year there. Those two have been probably the best ones. So, and especially tonight, it was just something unbelievable. And like I said, I really enjoyed it.
Obviously, it would have been better if you could have got the win, though.
Yeah, you know what? It seems to me that every time when we do mistake, it's in our own end. So, tonight was same story again. You know, it has been very frustrating year, and seems to me that we can't even get the breaks. But you know what you can do. You just have to work hard and, you know, try to stay positive even in tough time. But it has been very tough. You know.
What was particular some of the emotions that you had before the game when the cheers, you know, were happening, and then during it when, you know, they were cheering you every time you touched the.
Yeah, you know, obviously emotions are very high, and you know, obviously try to stay focused and not to think about too much. But you know, I was still very emotional, and that's a great feeling, you know. Even the warm up, all the signs, and all 13 Winnipeg Jets jerseys and stuff, and I felt that, you know, everybody's watching. So it's pretty special.
How difficult a game was to play?
No, I just tried to, you know, approaches like another game. Obviously it was a little more emotional, and I was a little more fired up, but you know, just try to give everything what you have and go from there, and like I said, I really enjoyed it. Just every time when I was on the ice, I really enjoyed it, and obviously the support, you know, it was awesome. I think so. I was thinking this earlier that, you know, what else I could experience in my career, and you know, I don't think there's anything in my mind what comes right now. You know, obviously this was a dream come true to come back and play here and one more time, and it's like I said, it was unbelievable.
You have the cheers for yourself. What do you think of the crowds here? They're certainly a little bit more spirit than they were back when you played.
Yeah, you know what? The atmosphere was unbelievable, and I heard already before that, you know, this building is really rocking here, and that's what it was again. You know, I think that the Jets team here, they're very proud that they have fans like that, because it can be a seventh player out there, but you just get all the energy from them, and they know how much, you know, those fans need to the players, and vice versa. You know, it's a great package here.
Earlier that your family doesn't go on road trips very often. How important was it for you to have them in the stands tonight?
Oh, it was awesome. Obviously, you know, like I said earlier, my boys are old enough to realize what I'm doing, and they're enjoying this too, and they have seen a lot of experience through me, and you know, I knew they had a great time tonight, and this whole weekend is going to be very special for them, so very happy they were here.
Going to be back next year?
We don't go that far, but I'll be back, you know. But I don't know if I play again, but
close for you to score there at the end.
Oh, I can't believe he got the little piece there. My hands were almost up already, so. But he made a great save.
You didn't get a goal, but you got a couple points. Got to be satisfied.
Oh, just a little bit, you know. Obviously, in this stage of my career, you know, the winning is the only thing what satisfied me right now, and obviously, you know, everything what we have been going through this year, you know, it has been so frustrating, so I can't really say that make me very happy, but you know, like I said, you know, it's time to just go there and give your best, and you know, whatever happens, so that's the only thing what's my focus right now.
Was it tough for you to acknowledge the crowd during that first time out when you guys were down 2-0 right off?
A little bit, you know. Obviously, you know, we were not very happy how we started the game, and then you're supposed to, you know, enjoy the moment for a little bit. But then we come back, you know, and we were back in the game, and then bad second period start again, and you know, we just do too many mistakes every night, and I hope we can, we're gonna learn soon, because otherwise this is gonna be too long season like this.
From being greeted at the hotel at 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, to even now, was this experience what you imagined it would be?
Like I said earlier, I didn't really know what to expect. You know, obviously it was 15 years ago when I played here last time. So, but that was unbelievable that there were so many people waiting like almost 3 o'clock in the morning. So that kind of stuff make you feel very special.
You said your son, your kids are old enough to realize what dad is doing. When they see you going through this and getting all this attention and the love that the crowd and the city has for dad, what do they say to you? What do you say to them about this? Because it's pretty special.
Well, you know, obviously I try to teach them that, you know, when you treat people well, they're going to treat you well also. And obviously as a hockey player, I always think that signing a couple of autographs here and there, and if that can make some people happy, you know, that's, it's worth it, you know. And obviously, you know, my boys have, they're growing up in California, where hockey is not as big as here. So that's why this was very special for them to come here and realize that the real passion for hockey that what these people have here, it's they're gonna remember this for sure the rest of their lives.
Did you have to fight them back a little bit, the emotions, the tears, anything on the bench there? It looked like there was a moment where you were kind of struggling.
Yeah, a little bit, but you know, I tried to be tough. You know, obviously, you know, it's a game situation, and you can't let the emotions go too high, but. Yeah, I was happy that it was not, you know, the game started pretty quickly, so I didn't have too much time to think about that anymore. But like I said, it was. I'm very, very happy, and you know, how this night went. You know, obviously lost, but everything else was great.
Anybody on the other side say anything to you, Jamie, while the game was on tonight or during the game?
Not really. I think in the end, a couple of guys just tap a little bit, but, you know.
Do you have a last word for the fans before you leave? What would you like to say to them?
Just thank you. You know, obviously the support, 20 years, you know, it has been so special. And tonight to really make my you know, whole career pretty much, you know, that was something what I always can remember. So, there's always a big piece of you know, Winnipeg people in my heart, so that's very important.
Anything else?
When did you decide to throw them a couple hockey sticks in the crowd?
You know, I thought in the end, you know, I had a three, but I broke one. So, but hopefully they were not fighting, nobody fighting over those sticks. But, you know, I decided already before the game that I want to do something, so... And they didn't work tonight, so they gotta go.
All right, thank you, everyone.
Yeah, thank you.